Welcome to this episode of Naked Men Talking, a podcast exploring naturism and the power of getting your clothes off. I'm Gareth Johnson. On today's episode, we're joined by Totally Bear. Based in the UK, Totally Bear likes to get naked outdoors and share his naturism with the world. Totally Bear, welcome.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. Now, let's start at the beginning, I guess. How did you start to explore your naturism and how did you discover that getting naked is something that you're into?
You know, I think I've always wanted to, it's always been inside me, I think. I think as a young kid, I explored it with my friends, but not that they wanted to. I think we did things called like the nudie show and things like that. So it's always been inside me. I'm quite embarrassed about that now, really, because obviously friends presumably aren't naturists or anything like that. But I think it's always been there, but I wasn't able to explore it until later on in life when I got a car and was able to go to a beach and experience that myself, really.
I guess maybe just taking a step back then, what was your relationship with your body like when you were growing up? Was getting your clothes off something that you're always comfortable with?
I think I was always comfortable with it just for me, but I think I had to become confident to tie my clothes off in front of other people, really.
And you talked about how, you know, you got the car and you were able to get to a naturist beach. What was that? What did that feel like when you actually got to start to explore some of those naturist sort of experiences?
I mean, that was great. I sort of realized it was for me then. I wasn't conscious of my body at all at that point, because you suddenly realize that there were people of all shapes and sizes on these beaches, and it's not just, you know, made up of really attractive people that you see in magazines type thing. It's, you know, there's everybody there.
How did things progress from there then? You felt like you had that sort of affinity with getting naked when you were younger. You discover like naked beaches are a thing. Did you then sort of dive into, you know, naturism as a thing? Did that become sort of a bit your identity, your personality?
I would say it's a hobby more than my personality. Really.
Yeah.
I'm not one of these people that just walk around naked all the time. It's something that I like to do. I think I like to do it with company, really.
It's more
fun, isn't it? It's more fun if you do it with somebody.
I find it more fun, definitely. Yeah, I know what you mean. There's something about the energy of being naked with another person that's different to me just being naked having a cup of tea at home, kind of thing.
That's right, yeah.
And not just in a sexual way, I guess. I guess thinking that through then, do you make a distinction between, you know, sort of non-sexual nudity, traditional naturism, and those naked opportunities where there is the potential for sexual energy?
I think there is naturally a distinction between those things. Like when I go with my Midlands naked rambling people, that's definitely a non-sexual experience, really. And when I do the World Naked Bike Ride, that's also definitely a non-sexual experience, and it's just fun and I enjoy it. I do think there's a bit of a blurred line, isn't there, between naturism and sex. There is probably a bit of a blurred line. And perhaps it makes me a bad naturist. You don't often hear people say that, and I don't know whether it's just me, and I never talk to anybody about it, but, you know, are other people enjoying it on a sexual level? Now, yes, my walks, my World Naked Bike Ride, no. Sometimes on a beach in those dunes, it becomes a sexual experience. And I have had times where I've had people, you know, chilling out naked at home with and things like that. And they're obviously just here for the sexual experience. So sometimes I get a little bit, oh, I was just going to chill out naked with you, and now this is happening.
Nah.
I've just gone along with it. so I think everything gets a bit blurred sometimes, doesn't it, in life?
No, that's true. And you're right. I think your traditional naturist wouldn't see any blurring because there is clear distinctions. But I do find, I think, with gay men, there's just a lot more openness maybe to sexual energy. So it's just an easier step, maybe. I don't know. I don't have the research to back that up.
I think there's probably a naturist side to me, and there's an exhibitionist side to me.
Sure. You talked about the Naked Rambling Group and the Naked Bike Ride, and a lot of your social media posts, you know, which sort of, you know, is perhaps tapping into some of your exhibitionism, does sort of show you outdoors, doing naked things outdoors. I guess I've got a couple of questions there. Is the outdoors nakedness important to you? Is that kind of the main thing for you?
I think I enjoy it more. I think photography-wise as well, you get a better.
There's better shots, better potential for photography.
You get a better photograph rather than me stood by my 1970s wardrobe or whatever. It's better photography, isn't it? It looks better with a nice vista behind it. And then everybody sort of tweets back and says, I'm enjoying the view. And me there with my butt out.
How does your exhibitionism play into that then? It's not just about being outdoors. It's also about showing that to the world somehow.
It's an interesting one. Are lots of naturists actually exhibitionists as well? If you sit on that beach and you watch them promenade up and down in front of you by the coastline, that's an exhibitionist, isn't it? Is that an exhibitionist? I don't know. I'm going to make no friends here in the naturist world. In the naturism world. But I just want to be a bit more honest about how I feel about it.
Yeah. Well, because it is such a personal thing as well. Like, everyone's experience is slightly different.
Everybody's on a scale of, as you say, you know, you're 100% naturist. That's really good. And then there's the guy up here who just wants naturism and sex type thing.
Yeah.
And I'm somewhere in the middle there, finding it all out.
Tell us about the Naked Rambling Group then. I mean, rambling is walking in normal to speak, but how did that come about? How did you get involved, and how did you find other naturists who wanted to go on walking trips with you?
Again, through my Twitter feed, somebody just got in contact with me and they invited me. And it's actually a Facebook group. And there's quite a few of them. I belong to the Midlands Naked Ramblers, but there's a Nottingham one, and there's lots of other ones as well. And they just post walks, and you all get together and you all have a little walk around the countryside. And it's great. And you don't have to take your clothes off. It's not... you know, it's clothing optional, basically.
Sure. And you'd carry your clothes with you in a
backpack? Oh, yes. If anybody's uncomfortable or anybody comes towards us that doesn't look like they're... Most people love it, don't they? But some people don't like it. And you can sort of tell. And just put some shorts on, you know.
And I guess from a legal point of view, in the UK, that's not breaking any laws, because being naked in public is completely legal as well. It would only be if someone felt you were causing some kind of offence, which would be kind of hard to prove to do.
That's right. On the last walk, in fact, this man who was laughing hysterically hung out of his Honda window and said, "Is this legal? Is this legal?" It's fine to him. Yes, it was legal. We're just here having a walk. He just couldn't believe it. He blew his mind for that day. And then he took a photograph of us, obviously to send to his mates, and drove on.
But what have been some of the negative reactions that you've encountered then on the walks?
There was a group of lads in a car. A little part of some of the walks are on country roads, very quiet country roads, lads in a car, not being very nice about people and the way they look and things like that. And we're, of course, a group of perverts and things like that. Uh-huh. Most people embrace it and love it. And we walk past people's gardens, people trimming their hedges, and they love it. And we have a little chat to them. You do get some living, just like on the bike rides, really. Most people stand there, absolutely love it. Laugh, enjoy it, get their phones out and film it. You know, everybody loves it. But there is a group of people that obviously don't like it. And that's fair enough. That's their decision. I don't mind that. It's very hard to cover up on a bike ride, though.
And you've done a few of the World Naked Bike Rides. Why is that something that appeals to you?
The only bit of research I did in talking to you, I thought to myself, how many bike rides have I actually done? And it turns out I've done 25.
That must be nearly all the bike rides there's been. Like this is because World Naked Bike Ride, I don't really know the history of it, but it's like an official worldwide event that happens every year, every summer. I'm not even sure when this year's is, but
Yeah, but there's multiple ones. And there's multiple ones in the UK. The UK's, I think the UK had the first one, which is way before I was a confident nudist or naturist enough to do it. So there's multiple ones, but there's sort of the big ones, which is London, Brighton, Bristol, and Cardiff would possibly be the big ones. But people should also support the smaller ones, the Clactons, the Southamptons, the ones where you're a little bit more vulnerable because it's just you and a smaller group of people who do it really. Now I can't do it, I don't do every one of them because there were actually loads, and I'd encourage people to go and search World Naked Bike Ride list of rides, and you can see all the naked bike rides and when they're going to be
Oh,
around.
so they're not all on the same date. I just kind of assumed it
No,
was like a
they're
single date.
not. So,
Oh,
for
right.
instance, London. So me and my partner make a weekend of the London and Brighton ones because London happens on the Saturday, Brighton happens on the Sunday, and I
Ah.
think Manchester happens on the Friday before. But I think three would be immense. But people come from all over the world. There's a guy that comes from Melbourne, from Sydney every year to do the World Naked Bike Ride.
They must have them in Australia, though, as
And
well, mustn't
he
they?
organises the one in Melbourne.
Ah, he's the international ambassador for Naked World
He
Naked Bike
certainly
Rides.
is. He certainly is, and he's very good at it. And very good at being an ambassador for it. And it's a very good. There's lots of causes to it as well, really. So it's a good thing to be part of. And I'd encourage anybody to either come along and support us, or come along and do it. Or do it. You don't have to be naked either,
And the London one, there's like thousands of people doing
There
that,
is
isn't it? Like, that's
thousands of people.
enormous.
There is about five starts, and it all sort of converges together, and you all sort of go across Westminster Bridge together in front of the Houses of Parliament. Forgive me if I've got that bridge name wrong. In front of the Houses of Parliament, and then all as a mass sort of make their way back to the end.
Yeah, it's a bit like a Spencer Tunick photo, isn't it? But what does that feel like to be part of a big group of naked people doing like something ordinary in an extraordinary way almost?
But I would say that, at first you're obviously quite conscious. Oh my God, I'm naked, and there's Trafalgar Square, there's Nelson's Column. You just gets normal. It just becomes normal, and you're just riding along, chatting to the guy next to you or the girl next to you, and it's just good fun. It just becomes normal. It's really weird.
With you, with all of your outdoor nakedness, is the UK a good place to do that? I mean, the weather isn't conducive, surely.
It's not. It's not. I do prefer to get naked outdoors, and it is terrible. So at the moment, I'm in sort of some kind of hiatus where it's a bit too cold to do it. So on my Twitter feed, I tend to post retro
Sunnier
to
times.
keep it exactly. Most of them saying, "I wish it was sunny today." No, it's a terrible. The UK is a terrible place in the winter for naturists.
And so, do you travel to destinations where you can get naked? Does that sort of shape your choice of holidays in terms of looking for clothing optional destinations?
Interestingly, not. I say it is just a hobby. So me and my partner have just booked a holiday in Mauritius, and then I thought, well, I'll have a look to see what beaches are in Mauritius.
Not in Mauritius, no, I don't think so.
No, I know. I didn't know that. Naively, I was like, oh no, that there's none. So it doesn't shape. I think of somewhere I'd like to go, and then we go there. And we was recommended to go there. No, so I think of somewhere we go there, and then I will hunt out the naturist places. Not in Mauritius, so that's a nice
No.
beach holiday.
And is your partner into getting naked with you, or is that something that doesn't involve him?
Yes, on beaches. For the World
Right.
Naked Bike Ride, we seem to have this thing where he comes and sees me off at the start. I think possibly to look at naked men. We all like to do that, don't we? And then he seems to take my credit card and go down Oxford Street, and then we meet each other at the end, and that's what we do. So he doesn't. He's a bit more. He's definitely way more shy than I am. And he didn't particularly want that spectacle because it is quite intense when you ride out and there's the streets are lined about three deep with people with their video phones filming. And that's not for him. But on a little beach, he's absolutely fine with this. And he comes in and joins me with that.
But the filming thing's interesting, isn't it? Because you do see a lot of images from various World Naked Bike Rides popping up on social media all over the place. And so I guess you just have to assume that as I set out on this bike ride, there will be photos and videos of me doing this that I have no control over. And you've got to make peace of that before you set out on it, no?
That's right. I think you need to remember you are on a public protest. You are, it is a protest.
Exactly, yeah.
And you need to accept that that's going to happen. Now, I'm probably responsible for a lot of these photographs. I like to take photographs. It's my job to do that type of thing. And it sort of transfers its way down into my nature. So I like to take photographs. And I have a Flickr account, which has probably got one of the most biggest amount of World Naked Bike Ride photographs on.
Yeah.
But on every photograph it says, if this is of you, thank you for supporting the World Naked Bike Ride. If you want it to be taken down, I'm quite happy to do that, and I do. And it's also it publicizes the World Naked Bike Ride because that's what it's about, really. If people didn't document it and do that type of thing, it wouldn't get so much
It
traction.
would lessen the impact of the event, wouldn't it?
That's right, and its causes would be less really, and that's why they encourage people to put slogans on themselves and things like that. None of my photographs are of people's genitals or anything like that. It is full bodies type things. It is not, you see them on there, and people have zoomed in, and I don't agree with that. It is more about that person in that environment on that protest for me.
From a privacy point of view, when you're taking photos of someone who's outdoors like that, participating in a public event, there isn't actually any restriction on taking those photos, is there? Or like you don't have control over those photos as the person in the photo.
No, you actually don't. I would respect their decision that they wanted to have it taken down off social media.
Yeah,
But
but they couldn't force you to,
no, they couldn't. The law is you can't stop anybody from filming your house on the pavement outside your house, and that is the law. I'm on a public highway, basically. And they are choosing to take part naked in a protest as well. I think you have to accept that that's going to happen if you take part in that type of event.
I guess my final question is, if someone was a bit curious about naturism and wanting to explore getting naked, what advice or guidance would you give them?
I think along the same lines of if you want to explore it but you don't want to go for it fully, and why not come to one of these like Naked Rambles, which is something clothing optional, where you can do it and at the point where you're comfortable, get naked. You don't have to be in their organs blazing like, here I am with clothes on. But I think, just come along to an event that can be that you can stagger. You're getting naked until you're comfortable with it, really. I would say, or do what I did, which is it just grew from me going to beaches. Unfortunately, I live in the Midlands. I'm landlocked. I live in the middle of the UK, if you don't know the Midlands. So I have to go about 3 hours to any naturist beach. And that's how I experienced it. I just went myself, and maybe you'll meet somebody there and do. Or you could go the social media approach, and there were lots of naturists out there on social media. Make friends with them and meet up, really.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. You can find me on Twitter at GTV London. Today's guest has been Totally Bear. You can find him on Twitter at Completely Bear. Stay naked, stay sexy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.